Is Pakistan fighting hard enough against al-Qaeda and the Taliban? That's a growing concern for the Bush administration, a question when Pakistan's new Prime Minister, Yousaf Raza Gilani, visited the White House yesterday. Gilani's Washington trip coincided with a U.S. missile strike along the Pakistan border that may have killed a top al-Qaeda bomb-making specialist. Pakistan's government has repeatedly complained about unilateral American strikes against militants. This time, the prime minister was in Washington to deliver that complaint publicly on CNN.
There should be more cooperation on the intelligence side so that when there is a credible and actionable information given to us, we will hit ourselves.
We turn now to Rashid Rahman. He's editor of the Post newspaper in Lahore, Pakistan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are there any more details about that strike? Reports here say that a top bomb maker was killed along with six others.
Yes, our media has carried that report, but the military authorities, their information wing, has said that they're still gathering information. They don't have any confirmed reports on that. However, all the international media sources, wire agencies are confirming that this gentleman was taken out.
And this was a top al-Qaeda official?
Apparently, he was a weapons expert, a bomb-making expert, and some reports claim a poisons expert.
Let's turn back to the Pakistani prime minister. He has been in office since February. He leads a government that's widely considered weak. So how much power does he actually have, and does a strike like this hurt him?
Well, I think notwithstanding all the assurances that are being spouted in Washington about pursuing the war on terror, this weak government, as you quite rightly describe it, has come out with a policy which wants to have a judicious mix of negotiations with militants. It wants to bring development to the tribal areas, to wean people away from militancy, and it wants to use force only as a last resort if all else fails. However, there are enormous problems. I think the most important problem is that the military and its intelligence arm, the famous, or should I say notorious, ISI,
that's the intelligence
agency,
are not
necessarily obeying the civilian government's orders. In fact, just before he left for Washington, the government issued a notification to the effect that the ISI would be transferred from answering to the prime minister to being answerable to the interior ministry. However, there was an immediate reaction and the notification was subsequently withdrawn. That fiasco highlights the problem that the civilian government faces of control over the military and its intelligence arms. The strike that has taken place also highlights the impatience that is growing in Washington with the possibility that there are elements within the intelligence agencies which are still wedded to a Taliban victory in Afghanistan and perhaps even leaking information if intelligence is shared before the strike.
Now, one of the things that Gilani came to talk about was U.S. military aid for Pakistan military, in particular an upgrade of the F-16 fighter jet so he can take Pakistani money and use it to boost the economy. Is that another problem for him?
Well, the economy is in dire straits. So I can only say that although there were high hopes that on the war on terror, assurances by the prime minister would help to allay whatever concerns there are in Washington about safe havens in the tribal areas and the ability of the militants to conduct cross-border attacks into Afghanistan and aid for the Pakistani economy, perhaps less is available than was hoped for.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rashid Rahman is editor of the Post newspaper in Lahore, Pakistan.